Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on the mud in Iowa this morning, which has nothing to do with the state of the soil there. It's because the much-anticipated results of the Iowa caucuses are unknown this morning due to problems with tabulating and reporting the results. Democratic Party officials in Iowa say that we will learn the results later today. Joining us now to talk about all this is WBUR's political team, political analyst, Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Massachusetts NAACP. Good morning.
Morning.
And good morning as well to former Massachusetts Republican Governor Jane Swift. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Not exactly an auspicious start to the election season. What's the fallout for these campaigns? Michael Curry, you start.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. I think, Murphy's Law, as they open up this whole campaign season, being the first in the nation to have elections, to have the debacle that's happened there is not as disappointing for, I think, everyone. I don't think there's any winners. I think it's been reported. I think it's true. The loser in this case is the Iowa caucus. But there are some people who actually benefit from this. I think Bloomberg could benefit from this. Deval could benefit from this because there's no one coming out of this first state with too much momentum.
Jane Swift.
Yeah, I agree. I think you've seen the end of the Iowa caucuses. I don't see how a system that was already under attack and threat for a lack of diversity, the sort of arcane way that it is held even within Iowa, there are questions about just how participatory it is with the time commitment, et cetera, can be sustained. And I do think that the little known fact of just how big of an impact the results of Iowa have traditionally had on New Hampshire will be the interesting thing that will play out, because early indications were that Pete Buttigieg for sure was going to get a bounce coming out of Iowa, and that Biden was probably going to limp out of Iowa.
My guess is one little piece of the fallout we're going to see is that the field doesn't winnow at all. Iowa usually winnows the field. Some people drop out after poor showings, but that's not likely to happen at all this time.
No, I think, we actually hope, I think on both sides, the both parties, when they're contested races, that, the field will start to thin at this point. And going into New Hampshire, everyone's empowered by this because no one clearly walks out with momentum. The way this process works is the night of the Iowa caucus, people are already headed to New Hampshire and trying to spin the news on what the outcome was. I think one of the most disturbing things I saw last night was all the ballots or, the piece of the voting in one of the counties in Polk County. They had all these boxes lined up on the wall. And it just gave me flashbacks to 2000 and the recount. So, that's not a good image to have in your head.
Jane, who, if anyone, benefits from this? I'm thinking specifically right now of Amy Klobuchar, who went ahead first last night with her speech, sort of declaring victory. She gets uninterrupted coverage on cable TV last night.
I think that if Klobuchar was doing well, which it seemed like just from little things coming in on Twitter, that she was performing better than perhaps the polls suggested. She might have done better to have actual results, but I think she made lemonade of lemons. I'm not sure how big of an organization she has in New Hampshire, so I think that will now be critically important. I think the other loser in all of this is our confidence in our electoral system. Mm-hmm. That had already been shaken. There had been quite a bit, particularly in Congress and around, people forget, in the Mueller report around election security, cybersecurity. And while this does not appear to be at all related to any outside interference, when systems, particularly technology systems, fail, there will be a lot of folks, particularly those when the eventual results come in, who will be very suspicious of the final results.
To add to that, the Amy Klobuchar, my favorite line from the evening, if there is anything to celebrate from the evening, but she had a line that sort of almost looked at this as a victory for her campaign. And said that they were punching above their weight, which I thought was actually kind of a clever line.
You know, if you were Bernie Sanders, did you go to bed last night or sleep on the campaign plane headed to New Hampshire last night, mad as hell, because he expected a great result out of Iowa last night? He did in his speech overnight sort of declare victory, saying, I believe I won in 40% of the precincts there. But it's got to be disappointing for him in his campaign, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. No, because I'm not sure if Bernie won, and certainly expectations had been built pretty high for Bernie that he was going to. I heard people saying yesterday he's going to have a resounding victory coming out of Iowa, and it didn't appear that that was the case. And if you also saw, he has the supporters who are the least likely to support another Democrat. So if it turns out that Bernie had a slim margin of victory, or God forbid, did not win in Iowa, I think that's where the suspicions about this, the results of this, start to become really murky and could follow this race for a while.
Yeah, Bernie voters are already questioning the process throughout both the last presidential race and then this one. So I think this just feeds the conspiracies in all of this. He was poised to take Iowa and really be strong in New Hampshire as well, and really give him some momentum. And this is, I'm sure they're disappointed. I know the lawyers are already being dispatched. The political folks are already really challenging the results. And it's going to call into question whatever comes out of Iowa at this point.
And let's be clear, Bernie can be cranky without any reason.
Let me ask about Elizabeth Warren. What's Elizabeth Warren's best play in New Hampshire now out of whatever we see later today from the Iowa results?
Well, she's on home turf, so now she has an opportunity to reset the race, to use this sort of famed organization that we've heard a lot about to really make a strong showing. And I think this is a really important primary race for her.
Yeah, I think she's always positioned well. I think that the key thing that she has to overcome, and now it gives her a little bit more time to do it, is whether she can beat Trump. I think people like Senator Warren. They like her being a policy-minded person. But the sticking point for her has always been whether people can see her actually beating Donald Trump. She now has more time to make that case in New Hampshire.
All right. Does she have to win New Hampshire in order to continue this presidential race, or is just doing well okay for the next door U.S. senator from Massachusetts?
I think if she won, it would be a huge victory, but I don't think she has to win, given that Bernie is also a next door strong contender. And as you said, there'll still be lots of candidates in this race.
All right. I want to ask one more question, and that is, Michael, you said that the muddied results from Iowa give a little life to people like Deval Patrick, who's a long shot candidate, and Mike Bloomberg, who's spending a lot of dough.
Absolutely. It gives them much more time. I think, you know, ultimately, this momentum thing cannot be overstated. People want to start to get the perception that, okay, let's put this behind us. Let's finally get behind a candidate. And this sort of tolls that process.
I actually think it gives life to Bloomberg in another way. I've increasingly begun to believe that Bloomberg has a path to a third party candidacy if the Democrats nominate one of these very left leaning, some might say socialist, candidates. I think he's then laid national groundwork, and a contested candidate that folks don't have confidence in would be another way to get there.
Well, we'll see what happens all along those lines, and we have to end it there today. Thanks to both of you for coming in. Former Massachusetts Republican Governor Jane Swift. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
And thanks to you, Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Massachusetts NAACP. Good to see you.
Very welcome. Thank you.